We're imperfect in a lot of ways. Those stumbling blocks can do several things for you or against you. Share your stories, be empowered, be loud and not apologetic. Don't stop fighting for those dreams, and let God choose you. Choose her with Janine Speaks.
I didn't made it through the storm and the rain. So much pressure, heartache, so much pain. I've been broken into pieces, maybe more.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Choose Her with Janine Speaks. I am her. I am she. Janine, thank you guys again for tuning in, for listening, for supporting, showing love, all of those good things that you all do for the podcast and with the podcast. Please continue to tell people about the podcast that comes on every Wednesday evening, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's when my show comes on every Wednesday. You can check me out on Apple. I know we're on Apple, we're on Anchor, Spotify. Those are really the main three that I know off the top of my head. But you can also go to rcrnetwork.com as well and check out all of my other episodes, not just this one, but the other ones that I've done in the past, and really all of them since I started being on this platform doing this podcast. But it's also other shows that are on the platform as well, so definitely check out those other shows with those other great hosts and people that get on here that speak encouragement. I do believe it's someone that does music a lot too, so it's a variety of different things that are on the network, so definitely check it out, definitely tell people about it. My podcast is called Choose Her, so I do have it geared towards women, but like I always say at the beginning of every episode, men can listen as well. So it's just good encouragement. It's my testimony, it's the things that has happened to me in my life, the things that I've done, the way I used to be, and I just share those things with you all and just also encourage you all at the same time. And I try my best all the time to, no matter what it is I'm speaking about or I'm talking about, I always bring it back around to God. I always bring it back around to Him, because if it wasn't for Him, I don't know where I would be right now. I don't know who I would be. So I give all the glory, the honor, and the praise to Him. I won't say that if this is your first time tuning in, thank you for tuning in, to choose to tune in. This podcast, it is empowerment, encouragement, inspiration, motivation. Just a feel-good podcast that I do to really just help other women and just help other people in their lives, if nothing else, just to keep going another day, to just hold on, to never give up, no matter how dark it may seem, no matter how bad you may be hurting, no matter how confused or lost you may be, keep moving forward, because if you stop where you're at, that's as good as it's gonna get. Whatever, you know, you stop and give up, that's as good as it gonna get. It's gonna stay just like that. But if you continue to keep moving, I promise you, it will get better. You know, it will get better. So, yeah, that's really what my podcast is all about. It is really just about help uplifting someone else by telling my story and using my testimony as an instrument for someone else to use in their life. And I'm telling you, if God did it for me, if he brought me through, he'll definitely do it for you too. So definitely continue to listen every Wednesday that I come on. Again, the times that I come on are on Wednesday evenings. Wednesday evening, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every Wednesday, like I was saying, you can definitely go to rcrnetwork.com as well and listen to all of the episodes that I have done. Feel free to follow me on social media. Also, everything is under Janine Speaks. You can definitely follow me on my social media as well. I do have a book that is out. I'm pretty sure you can still go to Amazon and order it, but it's called Overcomer, How She Became. And it is a book that I tell a story. I tell a story that happened to me that was really, I believe it was really, it was kind of designed to kind of make me quit and kind of take me out early on in my life. And I tell about that story, and I also tell how God brought me through and what I've learned from it. But it's also 12 other powerful, strong individual women from around the world that also tell stories that has happened to them in their life. And we just share about how we have became overcomers. And if we can do it, you can do it as well. So definitely check the book out. You can get the information on my social media, or like I said, I believe you can go to Amazon and look it up as well. So support your girl, definitely. I will be writing my first book myself about my life and a few things that has happened to me in my life. So that's coming soon as well. So let's get into this episode, okay? I named this episode Choose to Wait. Because it's amazing how God works, really. A lot of times, like every time I do my podcast, every time I speak, every time I do a video, whatever it is, I, you know, pray about it and I ask, you know, okay, God, what do you want me to speak about? What do you want me to encourage your people about, or to tell, you know, your people about? I think this week, really last weekend, I don't know if you guys have ever watched the movie Kingdom Come. It's an old movie. It's like, I don't know how many, I know it's like over 10 years old, but it's a movie about a family down south that the father passes away, and then, you know, the family comes together and, you know, they got issues and got problems just like all of us do. But the family comes together for the funeral, and then a lot of issues pop up and they try to handle it and all that stuff. So I know it's a movie. It got LL Cool J, Whoopi Goldberg, Vivica Fox, and Anthony Anderson. Who else? I think Jada Pinkett. You know, a lot of big names is in it. So, I mean, the movie didn't get a lot of good reviews on it, but I like the movie. So anyway, I was watching it this past weekend, And it was a part in it that I really liked, that at the funeral scene, the young man that was like a troubled young man, he stood up and said a Bible verse at the funeral. And ever since I heard that Bible verse, it's like almost every day I was listening to that Bible verse. And the Bible verse was Psalms 27:14, and it says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And you know, as I was trying to get my podcast together, and I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to, you know, talk about? And I read the Bible every day. I try my best to read, you know, at least for an hour, study the Bible every day, at least for an hour, to get closer to God. And I looked at my computer screen, and the word that I seen was wait. And then it said, wait on the Lord. And then I just kept reading, and it just kept on saying, wait, wait, wait. I said, okay. So I'm like, okay, God, I'm finna go ahead and do this episode about waiting on you. And, you know, it's just, I just felt like that was God telling me what to kind of speak to you all about. So, waiting, I was really never good at waiting when I was growing up. Like, I only got a little more patient, like I say, my patience really got a whole lot better like a few years ago, probably like 5-6 years ago and stuff. Now when I had my kids, of course my patience, I had to work on my patience then with my children, but it was still certain things that I would go from 0 to 100 real quick and really didn't even care, you know, about it. So I never really liked waiting. I wanted what I wanted when I wanted it. Like, I grew up, you know, the baby of the family, and so I was spoiled in a lot of ways. So I got whatever I wanted when I wanted it, right then and there. So it's like, basically, I really didn't even have to practice waiting because I was spoiled, you know. But the older I got, you know, in some areas, it got worse. Like, in relationships, it got worse. You know, if the person that I was with, if he didn't give me what I wanted when I wanted it or whatever, like, I either leave him alone or I throw a fit or I, you know, whatever, you know, I wanted to do in order to get what I wanted and everything. And I ain't think it was a problem at all. You know, I really didn't care what anybody thought about it, what they said about it. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I want what I want when I want it. And I ain't finna wait on nothing or nobody. So for majority of my life, that was my, you know, mind frame. I ain't like, you know, waiting. And I used to hear, you know, like we hear all the time, good things come to those that wait. I'm like, okay. Like, that didn't faze me at all. It didn't, you know. So, but reading that scripture, I kind of, you know, just reading it, and I just kept on reading what I just read, and it just really made me think about what's going on in my life right now, and the road that God has me on right now. Within a month, me and my kids are going to be down in Texas. We're moving to Texas from St. Louis. And this has been something that God put in my spirit to do like a little bit over a year ago. So it was like, I believe it was the end of 2020 or beginning of 2021. But I think it was the end of 2020 that God, you know, put in my spirit that, okay, you and your kids need to go leave from her and go to Texas. I never imagined or even thought about leaving the state that my family was in. I never thought about that. Now, thought about, I've always used to think about getting out the area that we're in, because the area that we're in is not a, a real good area or whatever. But thank God that God keeps us, from all seen and unseen danger. So, I never thought about leaving. Anybody that really knows me, like I was a daddy's girl, I was a mama's girl when I was coming up, so I loved being around my parents all the time. So, yeah, just moving out of state just wasn't me at all. So I'm like, okay, this gotta be the will of God, because it was nothing at all that said me. It was nothing at all that said it was self that wanted to do that. God just really put that in my spirit to move. And I'm like, okay, I'm finna be obedient. So, at the time, my youngest son was, I think, just started middle school, because this was right when the pandemic had kicked up and everything. So at this time, he was at home. They was doing school from home. And so I was like, okay, I didn't want to snatch him out of school in the middle of the school year. So, I was praying and be like, okay, when do we leave? If this is you, Lord, like, when do we leave? And it, was saying like, okay, after my son got out of middle school, we'll go ahead and leave. So he graduated in the last month from middle school. So, I was like, okay, so we gonna go ahead and go. And a lot of things happened from the time God told me to go up until now. So many things happened to me and my family and my life within that time period that could have easily made me go when I wanted to go and not wait on what God told me to do. So when so I'm just gonna break a little bit down to y'all about what really happened from like around the end of 2020 to now within, my family, within the home we staying in, the neighborhood, all of those things. So, my middle son was in college around 2020, and he ended up stopped going to school last year. About a year ago, I lost my godson, and my son that was in college and my godson was best friends. And so when he passed, my son really, of course, my son didn't take it well at all. None of my kids did at all. So my son stopped going to school, and so he moved back down here with us. And that was one thing I did not want my son to do. I did not want him to stop something that he started, and he had like a year and a half to finish. But he said he really couldn't handle being away from us and dealing with the death of his best friend, his brother. He wanted to be, back with us. So he stopped going to school. He came back home and everything. So that happened. My godson passed, and my godson was coming to Texas with us. He was moving with us. So those two things happened, and then we started having a lot of issues and problems with the house that we staying in. And at one point, my mom don't really know. It took, she was really fighting with if she need to sell this house or try to do something to fix it up. And she didn't want to give it up because of the memories of for her and my dad, and all that stuff. So it was, it was, that was really a hassle and everything. So thank God she finally got to the point to where she is gonna sell the house. And then issues popped up with like me and my mom having issues, and then my niece and my mother, and then my niece and me. And I mean when I say issues, y'all, I mean issues like people standing face to face, just going off yelling, and you know, yelling at each other, and my niece disrespecting my mama to a point to where, you know, she just felt like she could say anything to anybody, you know. And I stepped in and I was like, nah, you ain't finna disrespect my mom like that and all that. So me and my niece kinda, you know, we bumped heads, and then she ended up moving out. And I mean, it was a mess. It was a complete mess. It was kinda like, you know, so many things was happening, you know, and they was coming back to back, you know, like one thing happened and then it'll kind of die down or get resolved, and then boom, here comes something else, and that'll die down and get resolved. You know, I had people telling me, okay, you need to get out the house now, you need to leave that family, you need to move to Texas now, you know, you and your kids just pack up and go. I had people telling me that. I had family telling me that, you know, like, y'all need to go now instead of waiting and everything. And I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I thought about it, because it just, things just kept getting worse. Something was always happening, you know, something was just always happening. And I'm like, okay, God, what is this? Like, am I supposed to stay? Am I supposed to go? Am I supposed, you know, I knew what he told me. And I'm like, okay, I'm not finna get into self and go when I think I need to go. I'm finna wait on the Lord and do what he told me to do. You know, but I had so many reasons I could have used to move when, you know, sooner than what he told me to do. I struggled with all of that. You know, I was being taken advantage of by family. I was being used, you know, mistreated, talked about, all of that. And that's still going on to this day, you know. And I mean, that takes a lot for somebody to just take from the people that share your same blood. You know, people that's been knowing you your whole life. People that's supposed to, you know, love you through it all and support you and all that kind of stuff. But to have them dog you out and treat you worse than a stranger on the street. Like, that takes so much out of somebody. And then to still turn around and still help these people that one breath they talking about you, then the other breath they asking for your help. You know, that takes a lot. But that's what was going on with me, you know, between the time God said go to now, you know. So it's, my life has just really been a roller coaster or whatever. But the things that I did, I prayed through it all. I praised when I didn't want to praise him. You know, when I didn't feel like praising him. When I didn't feel like I had anything in me to thank, you know, to really praise him. You know, but I kept doing it. I kept doing it, even with tears in my eyes. Even with me being hurt. Even with me being upset. Even with me being confused. Even with me just being tired of being treated like I was nothing. You know, I kept, you know, I did what he told me to do. I waited. I had to wait through it all. I had to just stand still. And I had to trust that God was going to strengthen me and give me the, you know, give me the strength to endure all of it. And to still wait on him and do what he told me to do. Not what I wanted to do. Not what my flesh was telling me to do. Not even what other people was telling me to do. You know, When he told me to move to Texas, I ain't gonna even lie. I asked him a couple of times. I prayed about it a couple of times, like, okay, God, if this is really you, please give me a sign that this is you. I just want to be obedient to what you're saying. And I wanted to make sure that it was him that was telling me and it wasn't, you know, me. It wasn't anything or anybody else. But every time I prayed for a sign, he did it. He gave me that sign. So I'm like, okay, I got it. I'm finna wait. You know, I'm finna wait on you and I'm finna be a good courage. I ain't finna quit. I ain't finna give up. I ain't finna do none of that stuff. And I thank God that he strengthened my heart. He strengthened me all throughout all of that stuff, throughout the hurt, throughout the tears, throughout, you know, the anger, and throughout me, you know, being afraid and things like that. I waited, you know, and I never lost faith in him. And God definitely strengthened me. And to let y'all know how God works, another thing that happened now by us moving to Texas, I've been looking for jobs down there in Texas. So it's been, when did I start looking? I started looking, I think, beginning of May or probably the end of April. I started looking for jobs. Now, I'm in the medical field. I can do a lot in the medical field. You know, I have a lot of certificates, license, all of that. So, it's a lot of different areas I can work in. So, I was applying to, like, almost every area that I'm, you know, I can work in and I got a license for. Constantly, back to back, I was getting turned down. I was getting denied jobs. I was getting, you know, just, you know, well, you're not here in Texas yet, so, and all that kind of stuff. And then I get people that say stuff like, oh, well, just let us know when you get down here, and if we still have any openings, then we'll be glad to interview, you know, all stuff like that. So it was constant, you know. And I'm not gonna lie, I started kind of getting a little discouraged, because I'm like, okay, really? You know, I was trying to do it at enough time so I can, you know, get the job, to have it when I get down there. So, a couple of weeks ago, I had this phone interview down there as working in a lab. So, the interview went great. You know, I done been on enough interviews to know when it was a good one, when it was a bad one. So, it went great. The interview definitely went great. And so a few days went by, didn't hear anything. And then I was like, okay, I was supposed to hear something by now. Didn't hear anything, so I let a couple more days go by. I reached out to them. And the young man was like, okay, let me reach out to the managers and then hopefully you'll hear something. I'm like, okay. Couple of more days went by, didn't hear anything. So, I was still getting, you know, still applying for other positions, but I was still getting turned down for them and all that kind of stuff. But let me show y'all how God works. Okay. So, and this is all about, you know, waiting on him. So, after a few days passed and I didn't hear anything from this one job, I had another interview at another job, which went pretty good. And so, I think the day or two after that interview, I had got a call back from the first job I applied, you know, had the interview with. And I was talking to the manager, you know, the one that was over everything. And me and her talked, you know, it's like me and her just had a conversation. She asked me a couple of questions and then we was just, you know, having just a conversation with each other. So before we got off the phone, the lady told me, she said, okay, well, I'm going to pass all your stuff over to HR, and HR going to call you back later on today. right then and there, I was like, oh my God, God is so good. And hung up the phone. And the other job that I had the interview with that went pretty good, I was supposed to hear from a manager, but I never heard from him. You know, so then, you know, I didn't hear from them, but then like a couple of days after me not hearing from them when I was supposed to, then they sent me the email saying that, you know, I didn't get the position or whatever. So when the lady told me that HR was going to call me and all this stuff, so they called me later on that day, they offered me that job with a pay that is the highest I've ever worked, and it is even higher than what I was asking for, like a good $7 more than what I was asking for. When I say I cried and I praised God, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was just waiting because I knew God was gonna work everything out at the right time. Then when I got the official offer letter, I was telling everybody the date that I picked, you know, for us to go ahead, would be a good day for us to go ahead and move to Texas, was the 15th of July. Why did I get that offer letter yesterday and my start date is the 19th of July? I screamed. I'm like, look at God. God is just working it all out. He not only blessed me with that job, but the pay is just, you know, 10 times more than what I was asking for or even imagined. And then the start date is even after the date that I said we was going to be down. All about waiting. Just wait. I just waited on the Lord. I'm like, God, I know you're going to bring it all together when it needs to be all together at the right time before we even get down there. And he's doing it. So I want to definitely encourage you ladies out there, everybody out there, wait on the Lord. If God is telling you, you know, if he puts something in your spirit to do and he's telling you when to do it and everything, wait on him. Please wait on them. Like, especially nowadays with this kind of world and society that we got, everybody wants stuff quick. Like, it's a microwave world out here. They just want to zap it for a few seconds. Boom, it's done. Don't nobody want to wait. Don't nobody want to go through the process on waiting and just going through the process on getting what you're trying to work for to get. But I promise you, it's worth it. You have to wait. And be of good courage. Do not lose the faith. Don't lose hope. Do not give up. I promise you, God can do exceedingly and abundantly more than what you can think, imagine, or even ask for. He will do it. He will do it. I'm a witness. He will do it. You got to wait on him. But wait on him. And I promise you, it will not be in vain. I promise you. It won't be in vain. So whatever it is that you're going through, you're dealing with, you pray about it, you praise through it, and you ask God to give you that strength, to strengthen your heart for you to wait on him. Because a lot of times when we want things, we probably ain't ready for those things. So that's why God don't give us what we ask for when we ask for it. Because if we get it when we want it, 9 out of 10, we're going to mess it up because we're not ready for it. We think we know what's best for us. No, God knows what's best. Period. He always knows what's best. It ain't us. It's him. So wait on him. I promise you, you will not regret it. Even when you get tired of waiting, even when you know, you afraid, you upset, you sad, you like you don't know what to do, just keep waiting on him. Keep waiting on the Lord and asking him to renew your strength. Ask him to renew you. And I promise you he will. And when he bless you, oh my gosh, it will be, I mean, man, the stuff that we think is the best, is the top stuff that can happen to us, God can do more than that. God can do higher than that. He can, but you gotta wait on him. You gotta wait on him and just be in good courage, y'all. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really do hope and pray that it spoke to somebody's heart, that it helped somebody. Definitely tune in every Wednesday to listen to the podcast. Choose Her with Janine Speaks every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on social media. Everything is under Janine Speaks. I thank you guys so much for all the love, all the support. Just everyone out there that just tune in and just listen. Y'all be safe. Y'all be careful out there. Live on your purpose. And always remember to choose her.
OCTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, OCTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. OCTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new OCTU Media.
This and more broadcasts like this one, go to OCTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OCTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OCTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 56 weeks a year. Thank you for your support of OCTU Media and this radio network.
And one day she discovered that she was fierce and strong, and full of fire, and that not even she could hold herself back because her passion burned brighter than her fears. You are who you are. In God. Come back next time on Choose Her with Janine Speaks. This broadcast is copyrighted by Janine Speaks Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.